Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast. Today, because it is a new year, it is the close of a financial year. We're talking about everything taxes, everything how to essentially set your business up right from incorporation standpoint and pay the least amount while not breaking the law, ideally, is what we try to do here. And so, okay, we're at the end of... Well, we're at the start of a new year at this point, and a lot of people wait and scramble. Here in the U.S., April 15th is the deadline. There's a lot of people don't do anything until April 12th, but that's fine. But if you want to kind of get ahead, also essentially start building operations and processes that kind of help you out at the end of the year so you don't have to scramble, you definitely want to think about this stuff really as soon as you start making revenue. You should know what your bottom line is. So if you don't know your bottom line and you're selling on Amazon, e-commerce in general, that should be step one. My man, you're in the UK. I'm in the US. Why don't you talk for a bit just about kind of how the UK setup works? I think a lot of people in the US are curious as well.
Yeah. So two fundamental differences, really. Like, we still file our taxes. April is the new financial year for us too. We still file our taxes pretty much, I'm sure, the same. The two fundamental differences are, in the US, obviously the sales tax is charged at point of sale to the consumer. In the UK, the consumer is charged, but also from a UK point of view, you have to pay what's called VAT, value added tax, which is due every quarter. So it's really annoying because you don't pay it every year, you pay it every 3 months. So you've got to get yourself in line every 3 months. So it's like a constant, like, ticking time bomb in the background, which is annoying. But essentially, when you make over 85,000 in revenue within a 12-month period, you have to register to pay VAT. It's a criminal offense if you don't. So don't do that if you are at that stage. And essentially, you have to pay 20% on all your sales. So say I sell, you know, 100,000 in a 3 month period, I have to pay 20 G's to the tax man and the, I don't know who it goes to. I don't even know what it pays for, but you have to pay this new tax called VAT on top of corporation tax. And corporation tax is a tax that's payable by business owners, by limited company owners. And that at the moment, I believe, is 19%. So that's due yearly. And then you pay 20% VAT on all sales every quarter. So there's a lot of taxes in the UK. And that does affect things as well. So when you're selling your products, you always got to bake in that 20% VAT. Now, on the flip side, you can claim a lot of that back. So I claim VAT back on the fuel on my car. I claim it back on purchases I make, my wife's phone, my phone, my bills, my whiteboard, my laptop, like everything pretty much you can claim it back on. Equipment that I use to record content, anything that I use even remotely for business purposes, I'm able to claim back on. So you can offset a lot of that VAT. However, I've never, only once actually have I managed to offset enough VAT where they've actually had to pay me back in a VAT refund. Normally, it's the other way. It's me paying them money, right? So just bear that in mind. If you're in the UK and, you know, you're making a decent amount of money, you're going to have to register for VAT, which sucks, but you've got to do it. The other thing is, like I mentioned, the corporation tax. So a limited company is essentially like the UK's version of an LLC. It's a limited liability company. It basically means that you're only liable if anyone sues you or, you know, you go bankrupt. The only thing at risk is the business assets. It doesn't touch your personal assets, which is great. Now, that costs, I believe, around £20 to set up. You pay Companies House £20, you get it incorporated. And then on top of that, what I do is I pay an accountant. So I have an accountant that looks after my VAT. He also looks after my yearly corporation tax. And he works with me as best as he can to help me offset some of my liability. So as you know, taxes are due every year, and I believe it's a year in arrears. So I won't pay this year's taxes until kind of 2 years down the line. But essentially what I try and do is I try and look at, you know, if my tax bill's 50 G's, I'll look at what can I do to reduce that. So, you know, I might, for example, get a Tesla, which can offset, I can offset 100% the cost of a Tesla because it's electric. I can, you know, offset my council tax. I can offset my bills. I can offset like my property tax, for example, in the US. It's the equivalent in the UK is called council tax. So I can offset a bunch of stuff, and I reduce my liability as much as possible whilst being efficient to avoid a massive tax bill. So say my tax bill is 50 G's, by offsetting it with things that I would normally buy anyway, I can now get it down to say 12 G's, which is a lot more manageable. And now I have a bunch of more stuff as well that I can kind of use and improve my quality of life. So that's what I try to do year on year. But really, yeah, as I mentioned, the two main taxes in the UK, VAT due every 3 months, every quarter, and corporation tax due every year. And then when you pay yourself as well in the UK, we pay ourselves through things like dividends. So I believe for the first, don't quote me on this, but the first sort of 37,000 odd, you pay yourself. The tax bill is 7.5%. And anything above that, I believe it goes to around 40%. So that's a tax efficient way to pay yourself is through dividends as well. I'm sure there's something like that in the US. But that's kind of how it works. So you're almost taxed like three times in the UK, which sucks. But it is what it is, right? We get free healthcare, so it's not all bad. Mike, my man, tell us how it is in the US.
Yeah, it's not as complex, I think. Well, actually, it's probably more complex, but there's no VAT tax. So there's a lot more ways to avoid tax, avoid paying tax legally. There's something called Nexus that's a big factor. And basically, Nexus is if your business establishes some sort of operations or residency in a certain state, then you're supposed to pay them a certain tax, like a sales tax. But on Amazon does that for you primarily. So a lot of people are worried about that. Amazon typically takes that out automatically. So if you are selling on different channels, you want to make sure to look into Nexus. But in general, that's something that's covered. So what taxes do you have to pay? Obviously, you have to pay federal income tax, and then you have to pay whatever state income tax that your income flows through to. So that's why, you know, we always recommend opening up an LLC in a state that doesn't have income tax, because then you can keep profits that you don't want to take out in the business and not get taxed on that, not essentially pay double tax. So that is the main thing. In general, you don't have to pay quarterly taxes in the US. You just have to pay the annual tax. You can write off a ton as well. You know, a lot of things, if you work at home for your e-com business, you all of your hardware, portion of your electricity bill, any driving, if you're going to drive to pick up products or anything like that, that's reasonable and you can actually allocate it toward your business, you can write off. So keeping just clean books and knowing, having a pretty good idea of where your financials are, essentially just helps you out at the end of the day. And when you are filing, typically, you're just going to include your business with your personal income tax. And so you're basically just going to have another entity. You file all that and it flows through, unless you have partners or X, Y, and Z, to your personal income tax statement. So just know you can do things like create that LLC. And you can do things eventually, like have that LLC treated as an S corporation for taxes way down the road. That's something you only need to even look into when you're above $75,000 in net income. But just know, the more you make, the more, in the U.S. at least, there's ways to legally essentially guard your profits from being taxed. And so start out with just an LLC. That's really as good as you can do, and knowing your books. Other than that, don't overstress it. Don't think you need to start paying quarterly, or you need to hire some comprehensive accounting team or software. In private label, it's a very clean business, right? You're buying products from overseas. You're bringing them in. You're selling them at a higher price. Amazon fees are automatically taken out. And so it's a very direct business. It's not very complex. Just kind of start to understand where each cost is. Other than that, just pay on time and don't overstress about it, my man.
My man, if I see you in the Lambo or the G-Wagon, I know what it is, dude. It's a tax write-off.
True. I'm on the run at that point.
Guys, I hope you found that useful. You probably won't see us in a Lambo or G-Wagon because we're not there yet, but we will be soon. If you're looking for this and you want to start your private label business, look into our Accelerator 2.0 program. It's 12 months of unlimited mentoring with both of us. We're the guys who actually run the course. We're the guys who actually take the one-to-one mentorships. There's no one else. It's no
night and day, baby. Coaches. Night and day.
We're on the ground with you. So if you want to succeed on Amazon and you want to hit this hard without making mistakes, book a call with us. We'd love to see and talk to as many of you as possible and see how we can help you if we can, which I'm sure we can. See you guys in the next episode and all the best with your private level journey. Take care, guys.